A fresh start. You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, coming soon from Joyce Meyer.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Hi, this is Dennis of the Home Times, a good little newspaper for God and country. I want to send you a copy. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. I believe we have a powerful weapon for righteousness at our disposal, prayer. Let's put God in control. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. 888-439-3509.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Numbers chapter 13, verse 31, but the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people." You know why? It was a God-sized assignment. Tell somebody, my assignment is God-sized. What you need to refuse and separate yourself from are from the doubters, the ridiculers, the mockers. Sometimes it's not even wise to share a God-sized dream. Sometimes it's not appropriate at certain times. Sometimes you got to share it in secret with those that say, "Wow, you know, I'm sure going to be praying with you." You don't need to put it out there all the time. Be discreet, because it'll come back to bite you. And see, when the serpent bites, he bites without enchantment. It'll discourage you. It'll let the air out of your balloon. He'll bust your bubble. Hello, and when I don't say that in a negative way, because see, you got to live in a certain way when you're trusting God. Yeah, you got to live in a bubble, so to speak. You got to live free from contaminants. You got to live free from stuff in your environment. See, when Abraham received the promise from God, the initial thing happened was Sarah laughed. And Abraham didn't even fully grasp it. How can these things be? God said, at the appointed time, I will visit Sarah, and she will be with child. And Sarah laughed. But look what it led to. See, at their crises of faith, it turned them away from God. You know, this is the testimony of many, because same thing they did in turning away and trying to do what God said with their own hands, with their own ability, hello, birthed the Ishmael and caused God not to speak to him. 13 years, God was silent until, see that, God spoke and he said, at the appointed time, I'm going to breathe. I'm going to give life. But see, in the interim, there was a forming. And see, you got to know this, sometimes, I'll tell you, the crisis of faith will bring out the best in you and the worst. If there's junk, if there's stuff in you, if there's unbelief in you, guess what? It's going to come out. And I hope God get it out. Tell somebody, some stuff got to come out that you don't even know what's there. But it takes the crisis of faith, that opportunity to knock, to show you how unprepared you really are. You know what? I'm finding out about prosperity. Prosperity is not something that just, you know, presto change-o. God just blesses you. No, God can bless you. I'm talking about real, true prosperity. You know what I mean? The stuff that remains. The stuff that lasts. It starts with you ordering your life. Hello? It really starts when you start getting a handle on your life. See, God can bless you. We're talking about true wealth, true prosperity, true increase. I'm talking about God-sized stuff. God is not going to put that on top of stuff or on top of junk. He'll continue to bless you because you're a child of a covenant. But I'm talking about entering into wealth. It starts with you taking the painstaking effort. And how many know it hurts sometimes when you're looking at them bills and looking at your income and looking at how you're going to juggle this? How you going to? Come on, tell me that. I'm telling the truth. How you going to do this? You don't even want to look at it. But where true prosperity starts is when you take the effort. Somebody say painstaking. To get yourself out of the hole that you dug. Hello. And to get those things underneath in order. Get the foundation right. I would go as far as to say this. Until you really look at money that you have or that you have coming in, you don't really know how much you have or what you can do with it until you really take a look at it and begin to settle. Most people don't raise your hand, but most people don't. But you'd be surprised at where you really are and what you can really do with what you already have. Tell somebody it ain't bad as you think. It's not what it looks like. But see, until you're willing to deal with that, until you're willing to go and unravel all of that, God will continue to bless you. But there's something beyond that blessing that's God-sized. Amen. Does that make sense to you? There's something beyond that. So when you get willing, you know, and sometimes it's, tell somebody, it hurts. You got to deal with stuff. And nobody likes to feel that. If you'll run to the roar and face the lion and deal with it prayerfully and commit it to God and trust God and then stay with the plan. Tell somebody, stay with the plan. After a while, you will begin to position yourself for the true riches, for the real prosperity that is God-sized. See, God's not going to build on a foundation that's on sand. He can't build on the foundation that's on sand because it's shifting all the time. When you start to settle it and get it right there, you find yourself becoming a good steward. Hello? A good steward. Because you're not an owner, you're just a steward. A good steward of your time. A good steward of your talents. A good steward of your money. A good steward in relationships. You start to, now God has something he can bring, and not only bring to you, present to you, but can have confidence himself in that you will carry it through to manifest a God-sized. So these in Numbers, they said, we be not able. And then the next chapter, they were slain by the plague. When God tells you what he wants to do through you, it's not enough just to repeat it. That's the time to go to work. Okay, Lord, what do I have to do here? What must I become? What must I get into order? I can't do this myself. You got to instruct me and direct me and help me. But as you make the effort, God, as you turn to him, he'll start turning to you. Things will start opening up. Ways will start being made. Things will start being manifested to you. How this can happen. Look, tell somebody, what do you have in the house? God's not asking you to start. Now, I'm not talking about the God size. I'm talking about where you start. God's not asking you to start way out there. He's saying to you, start where you are. What have you done with what I've given you? How many have buried it? How many have left it on the shelf? How many have forsaken it? Looking for greater things. And those greater things always elude you because you've not made use of what you have. You've not taken care of what you have. See, there's a formation between the word spoken and the breath of life being given to it, and that's the formation. Can he fashion the vessel to contain what he's going to pour out? What good would it be God making you a multi-millionaire or billionaire, and then 3 years later, you in jail? You understand what I mean? Because of money or mishandling money. Or not paying your taxes. or whatever it is that has to do with. See, so you got to have a mind to do whatever's necessary. And see, a lot of people think when you get there, it's just all glory. No, it's a lot of work. The more work God gives you, it's more work. You got to be a stickler to detail. How many know them little sugar ants? Y'all know them little sugar ants? It's like they got radar. It is. They do have radar. God gave them built-in radar. I watch them sometimes. If you leave something somewhere, you don't have to invite them. Come on, little ants. No. Just leave it. After a while, the little scout will be out there. Before you know it, here come his partners. Because they had that built into them, that radar. You understand me? You don't have to invite them. They'll just find it, and they just know. You know, I was thinking, Lord, how detailed you are. This is one thing you have to understand and why the formation is so important. Because when God raises you up, eyes are going to be on you. And they ain't going to be just eyes that are in your favor. It's going to be eyes trying to get stuff from you. Eyes trying to get you condemned. Eyes trying to pull you down. Eyes that are jealous. Eyes that are hating. That's what the kingdom of darkness is all about. So you got to be like Daniel. When you raise you up, you got to have that excellence. Every T crossed, every I dotted. Are you willing? Come on, say, are you willing? See, that's a lot of work goes into prosperity. You know, when harvest comes, people think, oh, my harvest has come. That's the time to get to work. You got to roll them sleeves up, get them combines out, get out in that field, go to work, harvesting the harvest. It's not time to get in the hammock and lay down and go to sleep. That's time to get to work. It doesn't mean that we don't enjoy things, but it's time to get. And this is the mindset that we have to have, that there's a formation and God is forming. What are you doing with what you have right now? Are there things you've neglected? Well, there's just so much. Well, it's God-sized. That doesn't negate what God has called you to. So let's move on here. These spies didn't trust. Now, the faith crises. How you respond in that time of faith crises will determine, amen, will determine whether you go on and are involved in what God is doing, or you miss God and go your own way and miss God's true purpose for your life. I can't speak for you, but I believe this about me. As I observed my life, but I've always been, I had somebody prophesy this to me in Jacksonville, and it just really bore with, but I've always been one, and I think it to me, early, it was like a plague, but I've always been one to think outside the box. You can't box me in. You understand me? I'm always outside the box. I might be in the box a little while, but I'm always going to think outside the box. I'm always going to find another way. I'm always going to be doing something different. I'm always going to be doing something on another level. Growing up, it was like a plague. It was like you were a bad seed, or just, you know, you couldn't get along, or, you know what I mean? You just didn't flow with everything.
We are continuing in this new series entitled The Faith Crisis. Given a God-sized assignment, you have to discern your surroundings. The naysayers will come. Your life must be contaminant-free. In 1 Chronicles 14, verse 8 through 16, David defeated the giant in spite of the doubt that was within the camp. He remained focused on his God-sized assignment. First, he turned to God, and then God turned toward David and gave David the victory. How we respond during the crisis of faith will bring the worst and the best out of us. Just as David, we have victory operating on the inside of us. True prosperity starts with you ordering your life. Run to the roar and face the lion. Stay with the plan that God has given you. Then you are able to position yourself for the real prosperity that God has for you. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.